Not yet. Today, I got a bit more about. Before we get going, I got to tell you a funny story. My wife and I were chatting Friday night and just kind of catching up, and she's like, "Hey, there's something I've been telling a lot of people about that I've really been enjoying. I realized I haven't told you." I'm like, "What's that, dear?" She's like, "I really am into HOV lanes." I was like, "What?" She's like, "Yeah, the high occupancy vehicle lanes, like the ones where you can go when you have extra." Yeah, a few other people. And I was like, "Oh, okay." Not what I expected was coming out now, but that's great. She's like, "No, I love it so much." She's just going on about like how much joy it brings her when there's traffic everywhere and she gets to go in the HOV lane. You know, she's like 2 weeks ago when I was driving the kids to my parents' place in Toronto, it was just so good going to the HOV lane. On Friday when I had that meeting in Toronto, it was just so fast. There was so much traffic and I just loved it. I just wanted to share some parts of joy in my life. And I was like, "Hold, but back that up. Friday, you had a meeting in Toronto. Yeah, you were driving alone, babe." And she was like, "Oh, I forgot about that. Have you ever been happy to have tinted windows?" I was in that moment. Anyways, what does that have to do with where we're going today? Nothing. Nothing at all. I just don't have Twitter, and I needed to tell somebody that story. Okay, let's jump into Jesus now. We're going back into the Just Jesus series, and we have been doing this for like a year and a half now, every week, just letting Jesus lead the way in our every single week. Just like, okay, what's Jesus doing? What's Jesus saying? How do we become more like Jesus? We exist to help people discover and fully follow Jesus, and that continues on today. So if you want to turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 16, today's story literally needs no introduction, okay? But it probably requires some warnings, okay? I'm going to, in a moment, just read the story and let it kind of introduce itself and leave you all kind of like, "Oh, please unpack this because this is uncomfortable," okay? But there's a few reactions that you just might have when we get into it. The first one you may have is, "Are you sure that's in the Bible? Are you sure, Mark?" So as I'm saying, just pull it up. I want you to see it for yourself because it's a wild story. Number two, some of you are going to be like, "Ooh, I've been waiting to talk about topics like this. I love topics like this." You make me a little bit nervous, okay, but that's okay. I'm glad you're here, okay? And then the third thought you're going to have, and I get it, is, "Seriously, Mark, I brought a friend or I invited a friend to watch online with me, and you thought that passage was a good idea? You think they're ever going to come back to church after reading a passage like that?" I'm telling you, this passage is awesome. If you're here today, not a church person, not a Christian, or checking out church, or checking out this church, like, this is the best passage ever, but at first glance, it seems like the worst passage ever. So I'll just warn you, and just say, like, it's gotten some bad publicity over the years, but there's something actually really beautiful in this passage that I think is actually going to be incredibly helpful for those of you who maybe didn't grow up in church or maybe have left church or coming back to church or re-exploring faith. This passage is awesome, okay? So for your friend that's having an anxiety attack because they invite you to church, just pat them on the shoulder and be like, "I'm going to be fine. It's going to be fine. You're going to be fine," okay? But that's kind of where we're going today. So Luke chapter 16, starting at verse 19. Can I just read you the story? Okay, we're just going to sit with the uncomfortability. Is that a word? That's not a word. Discomfort. Thank you, Kim. Okay. All right, let's read it, okay? "There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died and the angels carried him to Abram's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I'm in agony in this fire.' But Abraham replied, 'Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he's comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you is a great chasm has been set in place so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us.' He answered, 'Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them so they will not come to the place of torment.' Abraham replied, 'Moses and the prophets, let them listen to them.' 'No, Father Abraham,' he said, 'but if someone goes to them, they will repent.' repent. If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, convinced even someone story grew up in
second.
sing that song as a declaration.